Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and our jam-packed show continues and concludes with Karen Hawes. She's the organizer of the back-to-school bike swap in Ogden. And Karen, we were talking a little bit off-air about this. It just keeps growing in popularity, and I think you said this is, what, the fourth one in 2 years?
Yes,
is that right?
That's correct, Brady. Thank you for having me on In Focus today. We have tried this mechanism of taking bicycles in the area, rehabbing them, and getting them back out into the community. And we've used a bike swap as the mechanism for that. So this will be the fourth one in 2 years. We've been a little surprised at how fast it's growing. From the city bike swap that was done in May, we went from about 100 people to 250 people, and we ran out of bicycles. So for this back-to-school event, we're going to have a lot more bicycles than we had in the past.
And talk a little bit about the need for this. Again, we were kind of talking off-air about this, and just kind of the biking community just continues to grow around the Little Apple region just month after month, year after year.
And I think the catalyst was the Green Apple bikes, because when those started being taken and held for long periods of time, that's when people, including Civics Plus, recognize that there are a lot of people out there that need bicycles to get around, and that they're just not, they're not in the right hands. There are people putting them in dumpsters, and then there's other people that need them. So people are giving those bikes to me, we're rehabbing them, we're getting them back out in bike swaps. And we're finding that children are outgrowing their bikes as well, and that means that they can step up to a bigger bike.
And I guess we want to just talk about the process real quick. And I guess I don't know if we've mentioned the date yet, but we'll just mention again just in case. Saturday, August 11th from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Ogden Community Center. That's on 220 Willow in Ogden. And bring a bike, take a bike. If you want to just talk about the procedures on this.
So people come in. We'd like them to register in advance. And after July 29th, they can drop off their bike. It gives us time to rehab it or fix it. And they can get a certificate. So when someone comes in on the day of the event with their bike, they register, then they move on to the person who evaluates the bike, deciding if it needs to go to the mechanic or if it needs to go straight out to the bike swap. So if it goes to the mechanic, they'll change out tubes, tires for free, courtesy of the Edmonds family. And then the bike will go into the swap. The person will go to the spot where they sit with a bike fitter and figure out what they're going to do, what type of bike they need, what size they need, and then that bike fitter will pull out all the bikes that fit for them, and they'll try that on.
And that's another great thing about this, is that you have a chance to bring your child and everybody just kind of learn a little bike safety, a little bit of bike etiquette and those sort of things, because having the right size of bike for you is also important when, in regards to safety. And another thing I think that people really enjoy about this, talking about the back-to-school bike swap in Ogden on August 11th, is that, you know, to me, I think sometimes we're a very big throwaway sort of culture. We just throw away stuff and get new stuff and not repair stuff. But this is reusing things. And surprise, when you fix some things, it's still just as good as it was before.
I like that rehab and reusing things. But a surprising number of older people have said to me that I'm just clearing out their garage and they really appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's true as well. Here with Karen Hawes, the organizer of the Ogden Bike Swap, again on August 11th from 12 to 3 p.m. And I understand Adibus is involved as well.
That's correct. The Adibus wants to promote their new 7 times a day direct bus service from Ogden to Manhattan. And so the Ogden Community Center will be the location for the bus stop. So buses will arrive and depart from the Ogden Community Center. 30-day passes are available. Riders might qualify for half fare prices. But they're going to be showing off their bike racks, the infant and toddler seats that they have on the ATA bus. And so people don't have to carry bike seats with them. People can plan their trip using Google Maps, and they want to show you how to load your bicycle onto the ATA bus at this event.
Also very key, and there's a lot of different partners involved with this, including Riley County EMS.
That's right. EMS will be fitting 100 bicycle helmets and giving them away to the first 100 children, and those helmets are provided by the Riley County Health Department. Josh Salmon State Farm will be holding a bike rodeo outside the bike swap for people to try out their bikes, and then riders will have their picture taken and get a bicycle driver's license. We'll also have a photographer who will be taking pictures for anyone that wants them, putting them online so that people can bring those down. We'll have bathrooms and drinks together. And at the end of the event at 3 p.m., anyone who doesn't have a bike to swap can take a bike that is left over.
You know, that's glad you mentioned that. I was just going to ask you that. It's like, well, what if you don't have a bike to swap out? So if you do, just stick around and
come at 3 o'clock. We have people waiting from 2:30 to 3 just for the event to end so they can go out. And that includes little bikes, big bikes, just take a bike.
I might be there. I'm actually kind of in need of a bike, so I might have to check that out. And one thing that I think is key, that this is an event obviously has a child focus, but for adults as well.
That's right. Anyone in the Cayman listening area, it's located in Ogden, but really that includes the Fort, it includes Manhattan, Riley, multiple counties.
And here with Karen Hawes, the organizer of the Ogden Bike Swap, again, Saturday, August 11th from 12 to 3 at the Ogden Community Center at 220 Willow in Ogden. And Karen, just got about a minute or so left. Anything that we've missed so far?
Well, the Just Try It Parks and Rec Triathlon will be that morning, and people keep mentioning that to me. And so the triathlon will be over, and then we'll be starting our bike swap.
And the event is indoors in case it just gets back to crazy hot again.
That's correct. And there's bathrooms and there's fluids. It'll be very easy to proceed through the process.
And another thing of note here, just real quick, says children will have their pictures taken for their bicycle driver's license. That's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, State Farm issues a bicycle driver's license. Kids know that they need a license to drive a car, but they didn't think about it for a bicycle. And they go through the obstacle course, which says that they are safe to ride, and they get their bicycle driver's license.
So they can show off.
That's right.
Very good. Very good. Anything else, Karen, before we go?
No, but thank you for having me on, Brady, because this is great in getting the information out to people.
Oh, anytime. Glad to do it. And like I said, I'll probably see you there August 11th.
I hope so.
I'm in need. Karen Hawes, the organizer of the Ogden Bike Swap. Thanks so much to all our guests. We had so many this morning talking about a lot of different issues. If you want to catch up on any of today's In Focus, it will be up on demand on our website a little bit later today at newsradiokman.com. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we'll have RCPD Director Brad Schoen and also an SRO officer will join In Focus. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
We have the Clark Howard Show, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and the Royals at the Yankees. Moving up on 10 a.m. CBS News is next. Enjoy the first day of the Riley County Fair.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan. Firefighters face hot, dry weather today in Southern California as they look to get a handle on a wildfire that's called a case of arson. CBS's Jamie Yukas on a quick arrest in the case.
They had put out a bulletin asking for people to look out for his white vehicle. They were able to arrest him within 20 minutes of the Cranston Fire, as it's being called here, starting in this area. But by that time, the fire grew to 4,700 acres. That's 7 miles of fire.
Many communities in Pennsylvania.